this evening. Wonderful lineup. Let's start off with our first comedian, Waipahu Bob.
Ooh, okay, okay, oh, come on. All right.
Thank you, Clarice. And that thing with the nipple covers, I don't consider that a threat. I'm not scared. Matter of fact, I might go over time just to see what happens. You know, it sounds good. Anyways, hope everyone's doing good out there tonight. I myself am feeling exceptional. Recently had a cleansing treatment to rid my body of all the toxins. I don't know if you've ever had that before. It was my first one. It was kind of a two-part cleansing treatment. First part was, it's kind of like a pre-colonoscopy, if you've ever had that. You know, you drink clear liquids for a couple of days, then you drink a gallon of this foul-tasting fluid that, man, just empties your bowels of everything you've ever dreamed of. And, I mean, to the point where you're just pissing clear water out of your asshole. Now, I know we've all had a little diarrhea before, so you've had a little bit of the squirts, but I'm telling you, when you start pissing that clear liquid out of your asshole, that's a whole new level of experience there. And that's just part one of this cleansing. Second part of the cleansing treatment is, now dig this, an isopropyl alcohol enema. I'm going to say that again in case you missed it. An isopropyl alcohol enema. That's right. A sheet rubbing alcohol up your anus. Part of the cleansing. So you have to go down to the clinic for that. It's uptown on King Street. So I went down there. Nurse brought me in the treatment room there, sat me down, said, all right, so sir, you know what we're doing? You're going to get an enema with this solution of chili pepper infused isopropyl alcohol. I said, what? Chili pepper infused isopropyl alcohol? I thought it was just regular alcohol. She said, well, no, we do the chili pepper infused alcohol here. It gives a little more of a kick. I'm thinking, I'm a little concerned here. I'm not sure if my anus needs that much more of a kick with the chili pepper, but I didn't have to think about it too long because they were wheeling in that enema rig and they lowered the lights. Before I knew it, I felt the savage sting of chili pepper infused isopropyl alcohol rushing up my rectum. And it was violent, I tell you. I was about to scream or something. I wasn't sure what to do with it. I kind of calmed down. I relaxed a little. That feeling kind of morphed into a sweet stinging sensation. Now, I might have relaxed a little too much because I let out a big fart. And, you know, that's always kind of embarrassing. But that wasn't the worst part, you see. Because my ass was in range of a rogue nurse down there, and she was smoking a cigarette. I call her a rogue nurse because this nurse had nothing to do with my procedure. I don't know what she was doing down there. She was on break or something. I don't know, smoking a cigarette. All I know is that plume of chili pepper infused isopropyl alcohol wafted down towards her, and that cigarette lit it up in a flash. Burnt her hair, singed her eyebrows a little. She went running out screaming. That kind of upset the procedure a little. The technician says to me, sir, you want to continue with the procedure? I said, sure. Got another 8 minutes. I said, I can do that. So I tried to settle back, but stitches. Go this way a little too much and it gets a little cattywampus. But anyways, so we continued with the procedure. It worked out good in the end. So I'm here to tell you, successful treatment. I'm feeling squeaky clean, free of toxins. So I recommend that to y'all if you can get down there. And I think they've outlawed the smoking cigarettes in the procedure room, so you don't have to worry about that fire hazard anymore. But I hear they're still doing a lot of maintenance, so if you don't like that, I might want to ask about it. Hey, another good news, it's football season. I'm digging that, so a couple of good games this weekend. And I think I got a new favorite football name called Boogie Basham, defensive end for Wake Forest University. Name of Boogie Basham. Isn't that a great football name? Especially if you're a defensive guy. So I started thinking about all my favorite football names. I've got a few. Then I remembered one of my favorite all the time. You ready for this blast from the past? Dick Butkus. Remember him? Iconic middle linebacker of the Chicago Bears, 1965-73. 8-time Pro Bowler, 2-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year. Man, what a football player. That name, man, Dick Butkus. That's great, huh? Just break it down by syllables. You got Dick, you got Butt, you got Kiss. Now, I don't know about you, but if I had any one of those syllables in my name growing up, man, it would have been terrible. I would have been teased relentlessly. But anyways, still a good name to Dick Butkus. I started thinking about it. Yeah, I think the 1970s was probably the last decade that if you had a boy named Richard, you called him Dick. Just don't hear that anymore, you know, it kind of went out the way, you know. So we've gone away from giving the boy child a penis-like name. I don't think that's good. I kind of like Dick, you know, that's not bad. You know, there's a lot of Rodneys out there, but they're not going by Rod too much anymore. You know, again, same thing. Oh, by the way, you don't hear too many people name their kids Peter anymore. And that's a shame, because that's a good biblical name. Everybody's Cody or Kai, but no Peters anymore. Just another victim of the anti-penis naming establishment that's taken over society. And I'm not down with it. You know, people, I have some other penis-related humor I'd like to get to, but you're giving me the light there. So I think I better end it there. I'm Mike Papa Bob. Have a good night, everyone.
The first part of your set sounded like terrible sex.